Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I guess you can say it's early. It is, I guess. 7 weeks into the season now. And I'm going to admit it. The Buccaneers are even ahead of where I thought they'd be. I mean, 5-2. I thought they'd probably go 10-6 this year. And maybe they still will. I didn't think they'd win the division. They're number one in the division right now. 5-2. 1 week after totally embarrassing Green Bay, they go out and put it on the Las Vegas Raiders, 45-20, and Tom Brady throws four touchdown passes, rushes for one. And here's what I want to say, Rob, and if you watched it, I mean, this dude is throwing the ball incredibly well. His touchdown passes to Scotty Mitchell, Rob Gronkowski, and Tyler Johnson were awesome. I mean, the passes were literally picture perfect, pinpoint passes. What I want to say is this, Rob. Everyone has debated who was, you know, the straw that stirred the drink. You give credit to Bill Belichick without question. You give credit to Tom Brady without question. You give credit to the defense, all that. But who was the main, if you had to do a credit pie, who would get the most between Belichick and Brady? And Rob, I believe right now, Tom Brady is proving, and what you see going on in New England, they're 2-4. They're looking horrible with a good quarterback. I mean, a solid Cam Newton. They're 2-4. I think it's being proven that Tom Brady was the straw that stirred the drink. Tom Brady was the main reason that the New England Patriots became the incredible dynasty that they did, winning 6 Super Bowls, going to 9.
And once again, I think, Chris, you're like so many others who become a prisoner of the moment, like what's happening in front of you, instead of revisionist history. And here's my only point about that. So you could talk about Tom Brady and all his accolades.
Is he not looking great, though?
No, but these are
he's
the facts.
You know, well.
Let's just talk about, but what you're talking about is my point about you now want to give him all the credit in New England.
Not all. No. Belichick's a great coach. I'm not shooting that down at all. I'm just saying, you know, I've always said, if you got to give one or two, which one more credit, I'm giving Brady. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and I'm going to give Belichick, and there's some stuff that's out there that tells you a lot about New England. In their last 3 Super Bowl wins, the Seahawks, Atlanta, and the Rams, neither one of those teams scored in the fourth quarter against the Pats. And the Pats scored a total of 49 points. The defense totally shut them down. When they beat the Rams had the 5th greatest offense in the history of the National Football League. They didn't have a really good offense. They didn't have a unstoppable. They had the 5th greatest offense in the history. They scored 3 points on a 89-yard field goal. That was the only thing that they could get. And in that game, Brady had no touchdowns, a pick, and a fumble. That's what it was. The first 3, when we talk about the Patriots in their first 3 Super Bowls, you'd be remiss and misguided if you don't bring up Adam Vinatieri. Adam Vinatieri was so good. He won 4 Super Bowls total, 1 with the Colts and, of course, the 3 with the Patriots, that he was named to the NFL 100th anniversary all-time team. That's the kind of kicker he was. And if you go back and look at those scores in those games, all of those games were decided by 3 points or less on some kick by Adam Vinatieri. That doesn't mean that Brady wasn't a part of it.
Well, but he led the game-winning drives. They finished in field goals, but he led the game-winning drives.
Yeah, you have the greatest kicker ever, Chris. Can we acknowledge Adam Vinatieri is the greatest kicker ever? Big time kicker.
That's fine. But kicker never led a team to Super Bowls.
But let me tell but if he missed those, is Brady, if he misses the 3 field goals, I'm just asking you, Chris, would Tom Brady be considered the greatest quarterback ever if Adam Vinatieri missed them?
He made them.
No, I'm asking you.
I mean, why even ask that question?
Because
who knows
happens
the next year?
No.
Leads to something else.
Because
that's
it tells
all I'm
you
saying.
About how important it is. And the same thing. Bill Belichick is in charge of the defense. We just talked about it. The Atlanta Falcons were up 28-3. They didn't score again.
Why'd they score 28 points in the first half?
No, but when they had
what
to shut them off.
What happened to the defense then?
When the game mattered at the end, they were
it
able to make
it. It matters for 60 minutes. It doesn't matter at the end.
It's about adjustments. They made adjustments.
They gave up 28 in the first half. Right? You can't poo-poo that.
No,
I know you're the poo-poo king, but you can't poo-poo that.
When you're talking about a coach and you're giving him credit for his defensive and what he's able to do and to adjust inside the game and to shut down that Rams team, and to do what the other one was, the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams. If you remember, that they were double-digit underdogs. That's how good that offense was. And Bill Belichick, I'm giving you my side. You made your case. I'm giving you my side.
No, that wasn't my case.
Yeah, yes, you said.
I was just setting it up for you to respond, and I still got more to say.
I'm going to say when I look at the Patriots. I think of Adam Vinatieri for the first three, and I think of Bill Belichick for the last three.
Tom
Brady. More than I think of Tom Brady.
Here's the deal, though, Rob. And Vinatieri is great. There's no doubt. You're right. Top 100 kick. He was the kicker. But who was the quarterback? I mean, there were 10, but Tom Brady was on that as well. And so here's to me, this settles it. Bill Belichick has coached seven, I'm not even counting this season yet. He has coached 7 years without Tom Brady in the NFL. He has made the playoffs once. That's it. This is the many people say the greatest coach ever. He's coached 7 years without Tom Brady, and he's made the playoffs once. And now, in his 8th year without Tom Brady, and with a very talented quarterback in Cam Newton, he's 2-4. Dried.
Okay,
and
so
now we see Brady for the first time without Belichick, and he is rolling in a new offense.
Okay, so here's my other point. They started 5-2. They don't make the playoffs. You will believe that, and the Bucs don't make the playoffs. You will still believe that it's Tom Brady if they don't make the playoffs. So
I'm not answering a hypothetical.
Why not?
Sports
Talk Radio.
Because it's not going to happen.
That's what it's called. It's called.
Yeah,
I'm
sports
asking
talk.
You.
Facts.
I'm asking. I'm asking you.
I deal in facts.
No,
if
they
don't,
they haven't made the playoffs yet.
Then ask me that question.
No,
but don't ask it to me now. I don't care about that.
My mind doesn't even go to that.
I believed from day one they were going to make the playoffs.
But if they don't,
I still think they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not thinking about them not making it.
And
nobody else is except you.
No, because my point is you're already writing off the Patriots and putting the Bucs in the playoffs. What if the roles reverse in the second half?
They're not reversed. Deal with the facts.
You're just
saying
that.
Deal with what it is right now.
Those are not facts.
I'll give you this, Rob. I picked the Patriots to make the playoffs.
That's ridiculous.
I'll give you this. I picked the Patriots to make the playoffs.
You saying that is not fact. That's just your opinion.
No, what's a fact is that the Buccaneers are 5-2 and the Patriots are 2-4. That's what's fact. I ain't saying anything else wasn't. But what I'm saying is this. I picked the Patriots to make the playoffs. And I'm not writing them off as far as having a shot still. But if they make the playoffs, that's not... I said it, Alex, the last time we debated it. Brady is the main reason. Belichick certainly gets credit, but Brady's the main reason. If the Tampa Bay doesn't make the playoffs, that's not going to change the fact that Belichick is still 1-6 in years he doesn't have Brady as far as making the playoffs. It's not. And even if he makes it this year, he'll be 2-6. That's not a good mark.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
First, let me start off by saying this. I feel terrible for Odell Beckham Jr. You never, Rob, want to see any player get hurt. And on the second play, second snap for the Browns yesterday, OBJ, Baker Mayfield throws an interception. OBJ is trying to make the tackle and tears his ACL. Out for the season. So you feel for him, one, because you don't want to see that happen to anybody. Two, because he is a legitimately great talent. And three, Rob, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. This is kind of, this is the worst injury.
This is where he is now.
Right.
I agree
right.
with you. I mean, it's every just, time it's something.
Yep.
And it's not his fault, but guys, get into that. He's not that guy that everybody wowed when he made that catch on Sunday Night Football, Chris. That was like, that could have been a decade ago, for all I know.
Right.
That's how long it's been.
That could end up, Rob, being the signature play of his career. And it was a great play, but it happened so early. The game was, it was just a regular season game, right? Nothing.
But it put him on the map for everybody.
Right.
Everybody saw that catch.
But it would be a shame if that he does nothing greater. I mean, you're not going to make a greater individual catch, but you know what I mean? Big catches, big games, things like that.
Like a big catch in the Super Bowl or a playoff win. A late second touchdown. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do, and you're right. It doesn't look like he's in that position, and he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. And of course, I was heartbroken because I had a big bet in Vegas,
right.
A props bet.
Because he ended up with, three TDs?
No, he had four because he had the 50-yard run.
So he does have four, but you had what, more?
Six.
He's
it was
get
five
more
and a half,
four.
Five and a half.
Okay,
He needed five and a half.
Wow. He would have got it. He would have gotten it. Yeah, he would have gotten it. Well, how much you I'm not going to ask you how much.
A couple hundred bucks. So
see, man, you could have just gave me some Jordans. Come on. Dang. And next time you want to put a bet up like that, ask me for a Jordan bet.
But that wouldn't
but
feel
a
right.
Side it would.
That wouldn't feel right for you. That wouldn't feel right. I don't
If you just
like
bought
that.
Me some Jordans?
Yeah, that would be like.
No, it would feel right. It would feel right. Trust me. No. I'm going to say this, though, Rob. I'm not calling this a blessing in disguise at all. And
all right,
I will
Tony
say
Dungy.
This. I will say this. I believe, that certainly hadn't worked out, right? The Cowboys.
No.
I'm going to say this. I definitely think Odell Beckham Jr. is the best wide receiver on the Browns. I don't think there's any question about that. That's my premise. I want to throw that caveat out there. However, Rob, I do think Baker Mayfield may be better off without OBJ. Here's why. OBJ is such a strong personality. He's such a guy that all the locker room looks up to. All the guys that want to be cool, want to be part of the in crowd, they look up to OBJ, including Baker Mayfield. And I think that Baker looks for OBJ too much. I think he feels kind of pressure, to get him the ball, or maybe it's your good friend or a guy you kind of look up to or you want to impress, you want to keep happy. So you look for him rather than just throwing the ball to the man who's open. And there's numbers to back this up, Rob. Here it is. First of all, just on Sunday, all right, when he threw an interception when OBJ's in there, that's not OBJ's fault at all. But after OBJ is gone, and now it's like, hit the open man. Go through your progressions. Whoever's open, get him the ball. He throws five touchdowns to a bunch of, most of them nondescript receivers that many people have never heard of. But beyond that, we know he rolls against the Bengals, all right? But he's in his career, he's played six games against the Bengals. When OBJ is not available in those games against the Bengals, here's his numbers, right? He completes 75% of his passes. That's 90 attempts. So it's not a small sample. He's attempted 90 without OBJ, 75 with OBJ against the Bengals. So completion 75% without OBJ for 839 yards, 12 touchdowns, Rob, and zero picks. Against the Bengals, when OBJ plays, he completes 52% of his passes for 600 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. Last thing is this, last numbers that back this up. His passer rating the last 2 years, with OBJ on the field, 79.6. With OBJ off the field, Rob, 116.6. Again, not saying OBJ's not their best receiver, all that stuff. He is. But I think Baker, for the reasons I laid out, the mental reasons, the psychological reasons, I think he may be better off without OBJ. And we'll get to see it over the rest of the year.
Well, that'll tell you that he's not really a great quarterback then, because most quarterbacks excel when they have an exceptional talent. Something
right.
doesn't.
And you got to be strong enough to tell because, the dude, because look, Chris, you weren't open or whatever.
You brought it up earlier. When did Tom Brady have his greatest season as a quarterback? When he had a Hall of Fame, all-time great wide receiver. Am I right?
Right.
That didn't
right.
stop Tom Brady from doing what he did. And I'm just saying, from Baker's standpoint, the numbers you read, that tells me about Baker more so in not being able to utilize him the right way. And I understand your point about making sure you get the ball to him, and how can you not look his way all the time, right? He's a dynamic player. That didn't stop Tom Brady from looking Randy Moss's way and putting up ungodly numbers, because that's what he did.
Right. You're absolutely right. And what it speaks to, Rob, is as the quarterback, you've got to have the strong enough personality where you're not moved by your diva receivers, right? You're not moved by the guy that wants the ball all the time. Because guess what? They all want it all the time.
Everybody out there. Right? Everybody.
You got to be able to tell. You have to be enough of a leader to be like, look, man, you weren't open. Or I didn't get it. So-and-so was open. Or I mean, whatever you got to say. But I just think that's been a problem for Baker.
And you know, it's funny because tomorrow, of course, is a Trash Talking Tuesday. And I did one for Deadspin because there's a lot of people out there, Chris, who are today. See, he is a franchise quarterback. Look at what he did. He got off to a rough start, and then he hit 22 out of 23 passes, 297 yards, 5 touchdowns. He was unbelievable. The only problem, and the reason I say you have to pump the brakes, is because of his history against the Bengals, which, Chris, for whatever reason, he has demolished them. 5-1 in 6 starts.
You know the reason.
Because their defense is bad.
The Bengals suck.
Right, their defense.
Right?
But you see what I'm saying? Like, it was just 2 weeks ago we were questioning whether or not they should move on from him.
Right, right.
Am I right? Right, like, what happened? The Bengals happened.
Right. Exactly. Come on. Like, you're right. They're a horrible team. And let me say this quickly. Joe Burrow looks like the truth. I don't want to jump too quickly.
That's why
you know?
No, but Dude's you know what? The truth, a lot of people were like, they didn't want to take him because he only had the 1 year and he flamed out at Ohio State. And he put up, Chris, the best statistical year for a quarterback in college football.
Right.
The Bengals would have been crazy to pass on him. I'm telling
Absolutely.
You don't, that's like, don't overthink it. Pick that guy. If it doesn't work out, that doesn't mean that you didn't make the right pick. He was the right pick.
They're going to be good, Rob. I mean, I know they're 1-5, 1-5-1 right now. But when you have a quarterback that good, I think you're going to end up being a good team. I mean, look at all the best quarterbacks, Rob. The teams are pretty good. That's just how it works in this league. So unless they just build around him in absolutely idiotic fashion, the Bengals have a bright future. But let me get back to Baker, Rob. Baker, I think the rest of this year, you know, we've all in the past, every now and then there's the, you know, should they trade OBJ talk comes about, right? Look, the rest of this season, and I know, look, they're 5-2. I know they're thinking playoffs, and they should be. So they should be thinking playoffs. That's the number one priority, make the playoffs. However, you're also watching Baker and seeing what he does the rest of the year. And is my theory correct? Is he better without OBJ? Because, again, I agree with you. He's going to have to strengthen up mentally. You can't – because if it's not OBJ, you might get another receiver, right, who's colorful, who's flamboyant, who's great,
who's
and
talented,
who always wants the football, right? So you got to learn how to deal with this. But, Rob, if – let's say Baker plays well the rest of the season – not, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers well, but, you know, well, and they make the playoffs. I, honestly, Rob, that's when you might want to move on from OBJ. Now, what are you going to get for him? That's kind of a big question, too, because obviously
you probably
now he's
had
got
to
the
trade
injuries.
Him when he had the three touchdowns right there.
Right.
The week after
you,
that.
You're not getting a lot for him.
You're not getting anything now at this point. I don't see why anybody would make a move. At this point, only because, Chris, not just the injury, but now his history is plagued by not being able to stay healthy.
Right, right. And I won't blame OBJ if Baker has a great season the rest of the way, but some people will. Other talent evaluators around the league might be like, it's a problematic personality, or our quarterback's not strong enough. You know what I mean? Like, we just don't want to deal with that, whatever it is. So, we'll see, man, what the future holds for OBJ and what it holds for Baker Mayfield.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
A few weeks ago, we and many others were raving about Cam. Raving. And rightfully so. They were 2-1. He was playing well, threw for almost 400 yards against Seattle, a top team. Right, right. They had a great chance to win that game. And he's obviously been very bad since then. Now, he's thrown 5 interceptions, no touchdowns his last 2 games. Got benched just yesterday. Now, Belichick did come out, and rightfully so, I believe, say, look, we're sticking with Cam. I mean, he's our quarterback going forward. So he's not losing his job. But he's struggled. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to wait before I make a full judgment on what I'm seeing from Cam, because I assume he's fine from, you know, he had COVID. And I assume obviously he's passed the test and he's obviously, you know, strong enough and all that stuff. But I don't know. Did that affect it? Clearly disrupted his season. And he has not been the same since. I want to wait a few more weeks before I say, well, he's blowing it. He just doesn't have it anymore or whatever before I, you know, because he really hadn't looked good the last few weeks.
Yeah, but quarterbacks have slumps. Things happen. I don't know who he's throwing to. I can't name their receiving core. I can't. If you pay me, if you offer me a
nobody to throw to,
if you offer me a pair of Jordans, I couldn't tell you who he's throwing to.
He didn't have anybody to throw to earlier, you know, when he looked good. Yeah,
but even then, they weren't lighting up the scoreboard, but they were winning, and he looked better. But he looks bad now, and he did have the COVID. I don't know what a toll it took on him.
Right.
So I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but it's just a part of the fabric.
It's an unknown.
Right, that of something that has happened. I mean, that's just, you can't talk about it. It's not like he played every game. He had to miss a game, right, because of it.
I think he missed 2.
I thought he missed one.
He missed one because they ended up not playing a game.
Right,
so they're 2-4. He's played 5 games.
Yeah.
But I think that Belichick is making the right move to stick with him. Because first of all, Stidham's horrible.
What options does he have?
Right,
I mean,
Stidham's
horrible. Options.
I mean, Stidham's throwing an interception like once every 4 or 5 times he puts the ball in the air. Yeah, he's almost Nathan Peterman. Not quite, but
well,
almost.
Five interceptions in the first half
of your
debut, NFL's first start.
Oh, my God.
Might
gosh.
Be the all-timer. Seriously,
oh,
five
no,
picks?
It's got to be the all-timer. Hey, I can't imagine there's something worse than that. But I think he's making the right move. Because, look, see what Cam's got. That's what this is about. See what he's got. And Cam may be, he may be done. I don't know. Cam admitted himself today, Rob. He said, look, I understand. If I don't get better, I could get benched permanently. And I give him credit for self-awareness.
If he says anything else, I mean, or to ignore what's happened, when you've thrown five picks and no touchdowns in two NFL games and you're a former MVP and the team was moving earlier and now your play is poor, yes, you can get benched, right? You got taken out of the game. You can get benched permanently because they just pulled you out the game yesterday.
Right, right. And but I think the smart move is to stick with him right now and stick with him these few games. See what he can do. I mean, even if he's horrible the next game, stick with him for the next three games or so. Give him a full chance. And if he blows it, he blows it. And I tell you what, Rob, and I'd hate to see this. If he doesn't do well the rest of this year, this could be it for Cam Newton. I think that's possible. I hope it doesn't happen. I'm not ready to bury him yet
because I like some of the stuff I saw early.
But I just don't know if another team is – because remember, look how many – nobody really wanted him earlier other than the Patriots.
But when they got off to a good start, he looked good. So it wasn't like it was nothing. Like he didn't play well at all this year. That would be different. And if he catches fire, I don't know, Chris. I'm just saying I don't know what their schedule is.
I agree with you there.
If he runs off, let's just refigure this. They win four games in a row and he plays well. Then all of a sudden you say he had the COVID. He was down and out. You know what I mean? You could look to something.
Well, of course.
And maybe make a case and say he snapped out of it.
Of course. I mean, the ball is in his court. Of course, if he plays well, he's got a future somewhere, whether it's New England or elsewhere. But I'm saying what he's doing right now, he looks bad. And I said, I'm holding back judgment. But I'm just saying these last two games, he's been horrible. And if this continues, he could be done. Because nobody wanted him before this, before the Patriots signed him. They got him for a song. And, I was one of the first ones out there saying he needs to go to New England. They'll put an offense that's perfect for him around him, and he'll be able to play well and either land a job there or elsewhere. So I hope it works out for him. But as he said, he got to start delivering. And you're right, they don't have weapons. But nobody's looking at it. He's not 42 like Brady was last year. He's still young, and I hope the hits, we know how many hits he took, throughout his career in Carolina. I hope the hits haven't taken their toll on him. So we'll see what happens with Cam Newton going forward with the pass. But right now they're 2-4 and looking like they're going to be on the outside looking in of the playoff race.